This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some would make him king.
Others wouldn't stand for that.
Couldn't stand for that.
The cross
was the solution.
And he rose again.
Wise men follow him. They rose again.
Wise men
follow him.
All across the world, from the U.S. to Canada, from Australia to Germany, people are being arrested in stores because they're not wearing masks or they're caught not having their vaccine passport. The tyranny is here. And it's only going to get worse until we say no. First, here's a key report. We are witnessing the end of America, ? America has been captured by very evil multinational corporate crime syndicate run out of the Bilderberg Group and its public arm, the Davos Group. They are not intending to allow the population of the planet to continue on as it is, to say the least. And depopulation is what's been carried out through covert means through the so-called vaccine program, and that's now coming out and mounting. And then you ask the logical question, how did the technocracy engage in this mass murder that's now unfolding with these slow kill, soft kill weapons? How will they get away with that? And the answer is further destabilization, so horrible that you forget the last major insult to the human ecosystem. So we are being treated as a disease, as a cancer to be cut out. And the big lie is people working for the system believe that they are positioning themselves with the winning team and that they are going to be taken care of because they are going to execute this operation. When you read deeper into leaked documents out of the Davos Group and Bilderberg Group that we and others got at great danger to ourselves, you will then discover that they plan to implode all the Western governments and then even have show trials of the bureaucracies that are going to engage in the initiation of the civil war that has already begun, and not just here, but other parts of the world. So all the ministers in Australia and ministers in the Netherlands and the UK and the US that are doing all of this really believe their position, because they went to the Davos Group school, they went to the Bilderberg school, that they have a school, and that they're on the winning team. But if you actually read some of the deeper stuff that they're not given, no, they're going to all be wiped out as well. And I have a sense of being able to look myself in the mirror, in a sense of that I'm starting to measure up to my ancestors that were pretty amazing people, and that I didn't join these scum. But that means I will be set up and put in prison or killed very soon. And let's just get down to being honest about this with you, okay? I'll tell you this, be dramatic. We're at the end of the road here, okay? It's 298 days out from the election. They're never going to let us have a free or fair one again. And they're going to devalue the dollar. They're going to gut the country. And you just need to get right with God and realize we're being judged for abortion. I also want to say that I am not offensively, as I've told you, going to be involved in any type of military operations. You're going to obviously hear that when they stage terror attacks. They're already blaming myself and Rush Limbaugh, posthumously, in his case, for the January 6th fiasco and the provocateur false flag extravaganza.
We're supposed to be horrified by the protesters. Meanwhile, 4 years of a coup launched in the Oval Office of Barack Obama to overturn the election results of 2016, and not a single word of concern about the potential damage to our Constitution. There's a reason 75 million people voted for Trump. There's a reason that when he made that trip down the escalator on June 5th of 2015, there is a reason that he had majority support in the Republican Party. And that is, the people that voted for Trump know exactly what the left has been doing to our country. It's nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with white supremacy. Nothing to do with white this or that. It has to do with the left destroying Western civilization.
And so I have to really just get down to brass tacks with you and say this is the end of the line. Okay?
UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their shield process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks. We have special dry bags. We've got them for cell phones. We've got them for laptops. We've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So, a lot of people seem to think that if you storm the U.S. Capitol and act like an idiot, that you're going to defeat the New World Order. Not a lot of people. We had 1 million people there in D.C., when Trump said go to the Capitol, there was already 100,000+ marching there. About 200,000+ got there. And out of that, a few hundred attacked police. The police basically were ordered to stand down. All 1,000+ armed FBI watched, we now know, from the buildings around it, let the attack take place, let people break in, and then had the police wave in the crowd, knowing the crowd didn't know that they would then be charged for going in and walking between the velvet ropes. True criminal activity, a true false flag against America by opening the door, by putting your baby, say, in a pit of alligators. You didn't eat the baby. You didn't physically kill the baby, but you knew the alligators were going to get hungry when that baby was crying and make a noise and come over and eat it. And that's what they did. Bare minimum was stand down on 9/11 and stand down with cities burned across this country in the summer of 2000, and stand down when the fentanyl was getting shipped in, and follow their illegal orders to stand down when over 1,000 armed FBI, including 300+ HRT, highly trained commandos, the very best of our military, gets into that program. And they just stood there while a couple hundred thugs, mainly Antifa and others, broke through and went in. Now, why am I making such a big deal about that? I'll cover it next segment, but Biden has officially had his minions say that it is the fault of his constituents that the tyranny isn't working properly. That's what you really see from the most corrupt regimes. That clip's coming up. But I have this whole stack of new news here where they're declaring the American people terrorists and saying they got to round up all the conservatives while there's headlines about round up the unvaccinated and put them in camps and take their children away. The majority of Democrats in a Rasmussen poll, won a put, 48%, and if you add the 15% of Republicans, it's a large portion of people want to put the uninjected in camps. See, it's not camps coming, it's camps that are here. And what's the backdrop of the camps? The global financial crisis, global hyperinflation beginning, stagflation, signs everywhere, a depression in the economy all at the same time. There's not enough goods and services. And massive price increases. China threatening to take Hong Kong and Taiwan, already moving into the Philippines, moving into Vietnam, grabbing islands in Vietnam, grabbing islands in the Philippines. War's already begun. And of all the factions, we have the worst people running our country because they hate us more than the Chinese or the Russians. And you have the backdrop then of General Keane, four-star general, top Fox military analyst, telling the truth that false flags are a real thing, they really happen, and you see the signs of them, and that most major wars start with a false flag. World War I started with one, with the crown prince of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire being killed.
World War II started with false flags. Look it up. Operation Gleiwitz, Operation Himmler. These are real things I'm saying. I don't just mutter stuff here. And it's all lining up the same way again. But then there's the globalist corporations posing as the good guys above, running the biomedical attack on everybody while they get ready to distract us with this attack. So Psaki came out. In fact, let's play the Psaki clip. I never got to this today, but I want to play it. So let's play the Psaki clip first. We'll play the General King clip next. But she says, we have information that indicates Russia has already prepositioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. Now, I don't believe a word comes out of her mouth, but if you think the Russians won't stage a false flag to get their people fully behind a war, if they think they're about to go into World War IV, and they've got their nuke subs ready to, I think Putin probably would kill a couple hundred of his troops. I think even the troops in the main military will probably know what happened. It's just called a sacrifice. And if you're going to kill people in a pawn sacrifice like this, and that's classic going back thousands of years where they would piss their troops off by sending a small contingent out as a probe, knowing they'd be wiped out just to watch their troops get killed. They knew it would piss their armies off. That's how men used to be. Nowadays, men saw their men getting killed, they'd piss themselves. In the old days, all over the world, you saw your buddies getting killed, you got into a rage. So this is how war's done, folks. Let's just grow up and admit it. But the fact that, I bet Russia probably is getting ready to stage something. But regardless, it's the globalists that move their forces in first. And when Russian troops get attacked, regardless, they're going to say it wasn't an attack. So it could be a false flag, it could be a false flag. But how big is it that they're admitting false flags in the tool shed? Let's say you got a big tractor and a little tractor and a small tiller. They're getting the big tractor out. This is for big war. This isn't getting the little hand tiller out. This isn't getting the little paring knife out. They're getting the big butcher knife out. All because of the chutzpah and bravado of the globalists. They just can't stop pushing. They can't stop grabbing because they got to have their world government. They got to have their depopulation. They can't have Russians taking a different vaccine than us and we all die and the Russians live. This is a plan to kill almost everybody. This is a new world order. Got to make room for Psaki and Obama and Lord Rothschild. They're the anointed ones. They're in the sick freak club with Macron. Got to make room for the CIA director who's running all this. Here it is.
We have information that indicates Russia has already prepositioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. The operatives are trained in urban warfare and in using explosives to carry out acts of sabotage against Russia's own proxy forces. Our information also indicates that Russian influence actors are already starting to fabricate Ukrainian provocations in state and social media to justify a Russian intervention and sow divisions in Ukraine.
I'm particularly interested and, I guess, disturbed to get your take on it. This talk about a false flag operation that suddenly the White House is saying mid-January to mid-February, and oil markets around the world are now seizing up. So you're up about 10 or 12 bucks just in the last few days. What do you make of it, General Keane?
Well, I believe it, to be sure. The administration is releasing classified information that they have, and I think they're doing absolutely the right thing here, because we've seen this pattern before. This is the phase of the operation where Putin attempts to justify why he's going in with military forces. And certainly he's going to create unrest.
Back that up 10 seconds. This is the phase of the operation where they're going to create the false flag. Just like Biden's announcing imminent white supremacist attacks, and it's all Alex Jones's fault. In hundreds of papers, Jones is going to cause a bloody revolution. It's all his fault. So when they blow stuff up or let some lunatic do something, I get the blame. And who is Alex Jones a symbol of? The American people. I'm the deplorable. I'm not trying to, like, hey, I'm big. I'm the target. I'm telling you, this is all being done for a reason. They're laying all the predicate, all the foundation, all the things. And I'm just saying, I'm not playing. I'm not for any violence. I'm not for any of this. I don't want the globalists to destabilize our country and start a war. I don't want war with Russia. I just want to have a human future. I want to love everybody. I want people to learn how these tricks work so that we stop falling for them. I am not going to be your puppet. I'm not like these other people that love being the demon in the news and love being attacked and play along with it. I don't want to be in this garbage. I want it to stop. I don't want to be a fancy person in D.C. I don't want to be a big Politico. I don't want to be in L.A. or New York. I don't want to be around you people. I want to just have a future. And that's why I've been fighting you. You, General Keene, are going to destroy the planet. You, Kudlow, are going to destroy the planet with all your tough, macho stuff about Russia. If Russia was in Mexico trying to announce that they were going to take half of Texas, I'd say we got to have a war. They're not in there. It's the globalists conquering our country with foreigners. It's the globalists breaking our country down. It's the globalists destroying our dollar. It's the globalists coming after our children, General Keene. Let's finish up with a little bit of the clip.
Because we've seen this pattern before. This is the phase of the operation where Putin attempts to justify why he's going in with military forces. And certainly he's going to create unrest, greater unrest in eastern Ukraine to justify the movement of forces as he's beginning.
Okay, so let's go back to what really happened 6 years ago. The West went in with proxy groups and George Soros. They declassified it. Soros bragged on Fareed Zakaria that they put $5 billion of State Department money in to overthrow the government and cause a civil war. So the West causes a civil war, and 6 years later, it's the Russians' fault. We got to have war with them.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm sending out an SOS, my friends, for humanity to come together and realize we're about to repeat history in a very bad way with massive war. I know for a long time the average American hasn't had to fight in a war or hasn't been part of something where you're burying a lot of your family members, really, since Vietnam or World War II in large numbers. There's still been a lot of sacrifice, not trying to make light of that, but this is major war stuff. And when you've got the Fox News general up there, analyst, old Cold War dinosaur, couldn't say that for some reason, Cold War dinosaur, lusting after a new war and saying that, you know, the troops have to go in there and we're about to have a big conflict with Russia, this is just the stuff that total and complete destruction is made of. And when I look at everything else that's happening, and I look at the leadership the globalists have put here in the United States to discredit the United States while they wage war against Russia, while they wage war against China, while they wage war against African countries. The globalists are at war with everyone. They're the main power group. They're the corporate, allied wolf packs. They are the New World Order infrastructure. What is a globalist? My 17-year-old daughter asked me. And the best answer is, a globalist is a member of the global corporate combine that is attempting to establish an authoritarian world government whose eventual aim of world government is to be able to carry out a transhumanist revolution that results in the death of the vast majority of the world population, and out of that cataclysm, a new super race. There's your definition. Hope somebody takes that and puts it to print and gets it out there, because that's a very accurate, quick, two-line analysis of what we're dealing with. What you're told globalism is kumbaya and everybody loves each other. Now, that's Christ's vision. That's Christendom that stabilized areas and did incredible things, even though it was only partially implemented. The other system is predatory and destructive. And if there were only 20 globalists left in a room after we've all been killed, they would then set about killing each other. There's only room for one conscious entity in their system. Not their wives, not their children, none of it. Only them. Because their religion is about one thing, and that is selfishness. Or the self. Being alone. Everything must be mine, me. Mine. Like the seagulls in Finding Nemo. Mine. Except they'll do anything to get what they want, and they won't stop. So you've got to discover their programs. You've got to discover their operations. You've got to become aware of what they're doing. And you've got to decide whether or not you're going to comply, which greases the skids for their operation. I mean, the globalists called themselves globalists for 60 years. And then we exposed their plans, and the New York Times says it's a Nazi term. What? No, the Nazi term is cutting off people's power, saying they're going to deindustrialize, saying they're going to depopulate, saying they're going to force experimental drugs on you, saying they're going to track and trace everywhere you go and what you do, saying they're going to lock people up in camps. Just now my phone's blowing up today. We covered it last week. But just now, my phone's blowing up. Did you see the National Rasmussen in-depth national poll of tens of thousands of people where the majority of Democrats want to take the children away from people that don't take all the shots and put them in camps? Yeah, I saw that. We covered it on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday. And we've got the poll right here. Like, I actually got the Rasmussen poll itself. It's here in my stack. But, again, that's just the normalization. All the news channels, hey, we've got to arrest all the anti-vaxxers. And I told you that it started in Spain, and it started in Germany, and it started in Australia and New Zealand a year ago. And I said, by 2022, it'll be coming to America. And now it is. Now it's here. So next segment, I'm going to go over all of that in great detail. I didn't plug last hour, so I'm going to do it right now because there's a paradox here. As bad as all this news is, if we don't get healthy and if we don't get focused and if we don't get in leadership positions, this thing is certainly going to win. And as adults, we can't just give up and say, screw it, I'm going to go fishing and get drunk. Well, you know, let the devil have the earth. The children don't deserve that, and God will count us amongst the evil ones if we know about this and don't take action. In fact, God says many times in the Holy Scripture that if you know about evil and don't serve it, but also don't serve good, you're the worst. You are the very... God hates people that do evil by design and know what they're doing. But people that know about the evil and decide to just sit there on the sideline, well, God hates cowards. You're even worse than people at a Black Sabbath drinking a baby's blood while it screams for mommy. Because you know that's going on, but you're too scared of that to do anything about it. You're too scared to try to stop it. So God is going to put you in a very special place with other cowards like you. And I wouldn't want to experience eternity in a void with you people. So, woo! It is extremely important. I remember a good friend of mine, big Hollywood producer, but a smart guy. He once said to me, Alex, you're a mess. This is like in 2009. You don't care about yourself. You're just whatever. Like I said, yeah, because it's all going to go down. The depopulation is going to happen soon because the globals were doing their drill then telling all their people what was about to happen. I got that info from a lot of very credible sources. So I thought it was imminent in just a couple years. And he said, listen, you don't know how history's going to go. You don't know if all this is going to happen the way they think it is. You're letting them win by not taking care of yourself, which I still am not perfect, but I try. If I hadn't started pulling up then and exercising and taking supplements and things, I probably wouldn't even be here today because of the stress load I've taken on. So we have to be in the best position. We have to be the healthiest we can be. We have to have the vitamins and the minerals and the nutrients that our immune systems crave and must have, or we're aiding the enemy and killing ourselves and letting them win. So it's not just don't be a coward and kill yourself. It's don't quietly, by being neglectful of yourself, kill yourself. And I'm telling myself that. I got to take some time off. I got to exercise. I got to remember to take the supplements or it doesn't do any good. So we had to end the vitamin mineral fusion sale because there's like 100 canisters left this morning when I checked. More should come in a few months. Survival Shield X2 will sell out at current sales rates in the next 5 days. I'm going to keep it up for sale for about 3 more days. More comes in a few months. It's amazing. With deep breath crystal iodine, boost your immune system, all electrochemical activity in the body. It's essential. Last chance, New Year's sale. Only just a few days left. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, only 500 bottles this morning left, 20% off. Got a limited shipment in. We told them run as much as you can because they can't do the full shipments because of the supply chain breakdowns. Whenever they get enough for just a couple thousand bottles, they do it. Brain Force Ultra is incredible, clean, focused, energy, next level. It's very fast. Alpha Power, limited supply, 50% off. That's the equivalent of powdered version of Supernova Vitality. It's very strong. Lung Cleanse, 40% off. Pure Turmeric Liquid Extract, 50% off. It's incredible. Very high curcuminoid level. And so much more. Winter Sun Plus is back in. I haven't cut the ads or put it back up. But you'll be able to start getting it tomorrow. It'll be 50% off as our new big sale. But the X2 is going to go off sale in a couple days. Rainforest Ultra is going to probably sell out today. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase makes everything we do possible. So I want to thank you for keeping us in attack formation. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. It's been out of stock for a while. It's one of three sleep aids we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This one has been very popular. It sold off the shelves. It's back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. This is probably the strongest sleep aid that we have, I would say. Knockout, Rocket Rest, both great. Comes in pill form. This is the liquid tincture, and I think this is probably the most powerful one. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is, if you haven't done an iodine challenge yet, if you haven't done the iodine challenge, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Living Defense Plus and the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. We have a limited supply of these right now, but we want to sell them all out so we can order a new batch. It was very popular. The Organic Greens Fiber Caps. But we have all kinds of other great supplements that are great for so many different things. Take advantage of those.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's
800-998-7173. Live from the InfoWars.com studios. It's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me. Something you call love, but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been.
All right. I went through the stacks they gave me today. They printed off, probably, not exaggerating, 200 articles. And I found four articles in the stacks, not even searching for it, of psychologists, psychiatrists, medical doctors, you name it, mainly medical doctors, being grabbed in Canada alone and put in mental institutions because they exposed massive increases in stillbirths, massive increases in heart attacks, which are true. And then how my brain works is I'm reading this and I get mad and I start thinking about all the ones I didn't cover yesterday and the day before. And I start thinking about, I've seen at least 20 different cases of this. And you know, you only hear about one out of 100 or so. In Australia, in Europe, in Germany. And then I remember doctors, they come and grab. Remember the doctor that was doing a live stream on Facebook? A medical doctor, very prestigious, about how the vaccine was killing people. And then the cops came and grabbed him. He's dead. He was just found dead thrown on the street. Yeah. See, there's only one level now to go up on the stove. We're up at like a 9. It goes to 10. Level 10 is grabbing everybody and killing us. They're already building the camps. They're in the camps. I mean, Djokovic, they say, yeah, come to Australia. You got natural immunity? We'll show you. Oh, the National Medical Board gave you a pass? Well, our Homeland Security doesn't. You're locked for a week and a half in a flea hotel in a cage. Oh, you can come out now. Oh, sorry, got to leave now. And now all these governments are banning him to show him. Well, how about all of the stars band together and say, we're taking a one-year hiatus. Oh, you know, they'll get together sometimes in football or baseball and have a strike over money. How about your freedom? How about your health? How about a strike in the NFL? How about a strike in the big international soccer divisions where you've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people have heart attacks, more than 100 die? Don't you know how to band together? It's like, oh, Djokovic is a loser. More countries are banning him. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo. Djokovic is smart. The NFL players are smart. Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady's smart. Tom Brady isn't wearing a mask last year or this year. He knows it's BS, and he knows to stand up. And so they should use their celebrity for good. And that makes you then actually admire them. My wife's a big tennis fan. She loves Djokovic. She loves it all. The only reason I don't even know who he is, because I don't have time to watch sports. But now I actually want to know about Novak Djokovic. Now I admire him. Now I'm going to watch him. But see, you're not allowed to, because he is his own person. He isn't a good little slave. He has to pay. He has to be punished. And when you submit and take the second, third, fourth, fifth shot, the UN came out and said, actually, the shots are unlimited. We got to give you shots now every couple months forever. We have to tweak them and put new things in you. Oh, it's not just an experimental thing with no background. Now it's just whatever the new thing is, of course. That's why 3 months ago, the FDA, so did the European Union agency, said, you know, unlimited nanotech, any type you like in the food. Anything. Plastic, metals, biological, just anything we want, we're going to spray it on your food. And then you have all the studies on what the nanotech does, destroying you. They're killing us. They took all the checks and balances off, all the protections off, and they're coming after us. And so this is the fight everybody's got to decide. But meanwhile, what is Biden doing? Biden-Harris 2024, we don't have bad leaders. We have bad followers. That's actually not a joke. You're like, it doesn't make sense. Well, one guy was on a plane taking sips of his drink in between, and so they threw him off. He said, this doesn't make sense. Masks don't work anyways. And the flight attendant said, the stewardess said, it doesn't need to make sense. I have that clip too today. See, she gets it. They torture Winston till when he says, Winston, how many fingers am I holding up? And he goes, I don't know how many. And O'Brien's holding up 40. He goes, exactly how many? He goes, whatever you tell me. And O'Brien says 10, and he sees 10. He says he sees 2. He sees 2. Whatever O'Brien says, the fingers just blur and become what he wants. And that's where they want to get you, where you can't even think. Like, hey, if the vaccine doesn't work, why am I supposed to take more? Or like, if it worked, why are the unvaccinated endangering me? And this is classic Manchurian candidate, Chi-Com torture techniques. Or Stalinistic torture techniques. I mean, this is Stalin-era stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and look, hi, Jane. They've already introduced, officially this week, we'll show it next segment, in Australia, the social credit score tied to your vaccine, and it's got driver's license, birth certificate, Australian visa, Australian passport. And hi, Jane, your strength is basic, but as she gives to the right groups and has her son castrated, as she joins the Church of Satan, I'm not joking, she's going to be full power, and she's going to get everything cheaper and better. But the people that don't have it, they're not allowed to leave their house. And then once their house gets repossessed, they're going to a work camp. Now, Australians have said, "You won't." I can't really do a good Australian accent, which is like, "You will not be able to." That's more of a British accent. "You will not be able to just sit around, though. You're going to a camp. You're going to work." And the media's like, they're lucky to go to a camp and have to work. I say we kill them. We're suddenly in total 1984. But there are pockets around the world, like Florida, areas of Texas, South Dakota, where people are still sane and the system knows we won't put up with it. Because enough of us just say, screw it, I'm not doing it. But, oh, you can't get on a plane now. Oh, can't get a train. Oh, your child can't go to school. Oh, you don't get the... As they put in that global social credit score, MyGov ID. Canada's rolling theirs out, too. And they say they're going to fine you if you don't accept it and take it. So if you don't take a cell phone tracking everything you do, the EU, the French government, they're all announcing. It's all official. It's here. It ain't coming no more. It's not old Alex Jones telling you it's coming. It's here now. I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. And the robots are rolling on the streets all over the world. Literally in Singapore going, I am here to see your papers. Exhibit your vaccine passport for scan now. And then unscanned, unscanned. A siren literally pops up on the top of the robot and police come. You do not have your vaccine passport. Stand by for arrest. And it's the Daleks from Doctor Who. Remember? Exterminate. Exterminate, exterminate, exterminate. The science fiction folks even predict it, but it's got an American flag on it. So and the scientists are doing it. And the law enforcement professionals are going to save us with the robots. Man, it's soy boy time, baby. And they show you the robot with the beauty of a human eye and say, psychological warfare. Look, human faces. Whip, robot. Oh, yeah. Isn't it nice? And it's not that these robots in and of themselves are a bad thing. It's that the globalists will then control all of this. And whoever did that ad, if you're a radio listener, you can't see it, but I put a TV ad up for police robots. And it's like the space shuttle and American flags and robots with American flags on them. It's like, it's American, I'm taking it. I want one of them robots. But anytime the globalists want, they can just cut in and take over the little robot. And now you're living in a real maximum overdrive. And soy boy right in the middle. Oh, it's soy time. It's robot time. I always say it won't be long now. Well, you can put a knife in it, folks. You can put a fork in it. I'd say about January 18, 2022. The New World Order ain't arriving. It's here. And it just hit us like a Mack truck. Get ready. Phase 2's mass extermination. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Punished if you don't have your vaccine pass. But the first clip I'm going to play when we get to that is the Australian government minister admitting that they accessed 80%+ of the public's phones. And in Germany, they admit that they're using it to arrest people. So if a crime's committed, they can check all the phones around and then go question all those people. And again, you say, well, that's good. It'll stop criminals. They're not trying to do that. They're setting the precedent for total control. So you can't leave your house if you don't put in your body what they want to put in there. That's clip 10. That's Quebec announces significant tax for unvaccinated. And we got clips out of Germany where they're going to the next level and arresting people who, are, again, are outside without phones. Same thing Australia. Same thing now coming to the U.S. And then it's publicly announced they're going to put people in camps that haven't taken the vaccine under emergency orders by Democrat governors in New York and Washington State. And Brian Stelter says it doesn't exist because it's his job to deny they're doing it till it's already in place. And then they overrun you and grab you and your family. The Holy Grail is being able to take you away without due process. And that's where we are. That's the holy grail of these criminals. But here's Democrat strategist Paul Begala. So when you know it's coming out of his mouth, that's from the Clintons, that's from Obama, saying that it is the fault of Biden constituents that his agenda is failing. Here it is.
Did President Biden put more effort into getting infrastructure passed, for example?
Well, he got infrastructure passed, and that's a good thing because success can breed success. He is putting the full force of the presidency behind it. I think the problem for the Democrats right now is not that they have bad leaders. They have bad followers.
And then we have the full clip on Infowars.com where he goes on and explains that his followers aren't smart. They don't know they're getting a great thing. The doubling of gas prices, the massive inflation, the borders wide open, the garbage and homeless everywhere, the fentanyl, the overdosing. They just don't know how good they've got it. And in Canada, they are announcing a significant tax for the unvaccinated. Then we'll play the clip of people actually fighting back. Truckers are blocking highways. But again, that just, at the end of the day, it's good resistance, but the globalists want things to break down. They know you're going to fight back and it's going to break down. That's the next phase of this. But I'm not saying you don't submit. You just understand that that's part of the larger plan as well and expose their plan. Don't just fight pieces or heads of the Hydra. You got to politically get to the root of it. Here it is.
Announcing that we are currently working on a health contribution that will be charged to all adults in Quebec who refuse vaccination. Now, obviously, those who cannot get vaccinated for medical reasons will be excluded, but we think this is where we're at now. So people who refuse vaccination cause a burden on the staff, a financial burden, a significant burden for the majority of Quebecers. So it's not true that this 10% of the population will come and hinder the 90% of the population. So we are looking at amounts. We want the amount to be significant, and it's going to be a new health contribution that will be required, and we're currently looking with the Minister of Finance how we're going to apply that. But all adults in Quebec who don't accept over the next few weeks to at least get their first dose, well, they'll get a bill to pay because there are consequences on our healthcare system, and it's not up to the whole of the Quebec population to pay for that.
That's how they get you in the collectivist trap, that bear trap in slow motion closing on your leg. But meanwhile, the people taking the shots are the most sick. Meanwhile, the people submitting to all this are in the worst shape. And their answer is, you're sick because they didn't take it. The murder of logic. True idiocracy. So just take your first dose and then we'll let you leave your house. We won't fine you. And then, of course, it turns out all the world from Australia to the U.S., governments keep a database of the unvaxxed. Because I'll assure you, when they finally force you to take it, you're getting something really special. You're not going to get just a regular mutagen. You're going to get a real death shot. And if you get in a civil war with them, they like that even better. They'll just kill the cops and military. They see them as dumb animals. So they've actuaried this whole thing out. Unless you have a full awakening to the whole deal, you have no hope. But the average person, the average man I know, knows all about football, all about baseball. They know about the family histories of the players and all this crap doesn't matter. But you don't know about Klaus Schwab and the Carnegie Endowment. You don't know about the CIA. You don't know about the New World Order. You don't know about the Great Reset. You don't know about operating this lockstep. And you're going to die then. Here's another clip of the health minister admitting the government in a press conference that they have spied on you, 80%+ of the population of Canada. Again, they're letting you know, we illegally spied on you, we did this, all the phones. Almost 2 years ago, it was in February of two years ago, 23 months ago, that Bill Gates and all of them said, the Davos Group said, that you're going to take unlimited shots. And they said that they were going to make you have these IDs and all these things to do this. And they said that it was never going to end. And they said that they were going to watch you in live time. And Google and Apple announced that, oh, in a rare partnership, it's the same group, we're going to put a secret app on everybody's phone that we jointly run to track where you are at all times for your safety for COVID. When that is the travel pass to be able to live your life and go anywhere. And now Australia, oh, I forgot to get to it. We'll hit that at the start of the next hour, has rolled out their new official system. It's exactly what Klaus Schwab put out via Xi Jinping in China that has at the very top of it your social credit score. And it begins with your first shot with you've got basic. But when you get all the shots they want and you don't complain and you behave yourself and you do what they say, it goes up. And then like coupons, women love coupons. If you kill yourself very slowly, you get all sorts of goodies. Like free coffee and free hamburgers, and you're allowed to go outside. Sometimes it tells you when, because it's part of the carbon thing. It's got a carbon section. Oh, I told you that'd be on there. It's now official. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, look, you're being good. You're behaving. It's all there. The new global ID. And look at that. When you behave yourself, it goes up. When you make good purchases that are good for the earth and good for you, it goes up. And when you send your children for sterilization or brainwashing, it goes up. When you go to drag queen story time, it goes up. When you go to Satan hour, it goes up. When you're for open borders and keep your mouth shut, it goes up. It's so liberal. It's so, so good. Oh, my goodness. Look, it tells you all about it. It's all here. And where's DeSantis? You're not really talking about it. He's fighting the agenda, but not addressing the root of it. Where's Rand Paul? Fighting the agenda some, but not the root of it. Where's Trump? Basically doing nothing to fight it. And they all know full damn well, but they know you go up against this, they come after you. They're coming after you anyways. Go ahead and go to part of the clip out of Canada with the spying on you.
Public Health Agency of Canada confirmed media reports just before Christmas that it had secretly accessed location data for 33 million mobile devices to monitor the movement of Canadians during COVID-19. That number represents roughly 87% of the population who were spied on without any knowledge that the government was accessing their data. No one knew that PHAC was collecting their data and for what purpose. So, why was it done in secret? Who authorized it? And who was this shared with? Second, the request for proposal to continue this program appeared on December 17th, 2021, the day after Parliament adjourned for the holidays, and is set to expire January 21st, 2022, 10 days before Parliament is set to return, conveniently,
so they can bring it back. Yeah, so good on that minister exposing it. But again, this has nothing to do with viruses. It's about control and a cashless society and the mark of the beast system they call the social credit score. It ain't coming. It's here. And remember, the very group that created the virus and released it are the ones covering up all of that right now as well. What crazy person would comply with any of this? It's up to us that aren't asleep to warn those that are asleep. Wake up. Hour number three, straight ahead.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.